Hello, and welcome to season two of the podcast, Sounding the Alarm, Be Safe, Be Vigilant, Be Prepared. I'm your host, Leonqua Chavette, author of We Made Plans, which is available online at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and Walmart. And you can check your local bookstores. I'm also a trained paralegal, corporate trainer, and author of several unpublished books. But don't worry, we're getting there. We're going to get some done in 2021. So I hope you and your families have remained healthy and well. And I thank God that my family is doing well during this pandemic. So again, thank you so much for joining me for season two of this podcast. We have exciting guests and topics in store for you. So please continue to tune in and to share with your family and friends. We have interesting topic from season one to season two that I'm pretty sure you're going to want to let your family know about and tell them to listen to the podcast to get the information and the guidance. So again, thank you for tuning in and let's get started. So we have Taisha Monet Essex, owner of Timonics Defense Solutions out of Georgia. Taisha is a military veteran who served honorably during Operation Iraqi Freedom. During the end of her active duty enlistment, she decided to serve her community, becoming a police officer. Being a native of Cincinnati, Ohio, the uprising of 2001 inspired her to empower those in the community that may not have had a voice and present a different kind of law enforcement professional that these citizens did not fear, but recognized as a neighbor in the community. Taisha's proficiency of firearms includes Glock, Sig Sauer, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, and so much more. She has a patience and a way of teaching that has helped many improve on their firearm skills. She is driven by empowering the community and teaching the public to act as its own first responder through 1, self-defense, 2, legal and safe gun ownership, 3, building positive personal relationships, 4, medical training, and 5, home defense. Home defense to become a hard target with a warrior mindset. So thank you so much for joining us, Taisha, and thank you for your service to our country and to your community.
Thank you so much. It is an honor to be here. Thank you for having me.
Good, good. So let's get started, you know, with the fun fact. I wanted you to tell us something about yourself, preferably a fun fact.
Okay, a fun fact is I am really a nerd. Like, I am a bookworm. Like, I'm so excited to get a copy of your book that's on Amazon in my hand, as well as see your unpublished books once they come out. But I love reading. I love books. I love the library. I love science. And a fun fact I would say is that I had the privilege of being in 2 episodes of Hawaii Five-0 when I lived on the island of Oahu a few years ago. I believe it was season 8.
Wow.
So I got to see how a television production is made, which inspired me to get into content creating. I just uploaded my first short film, Day Evil, and it's playing at dayevil.com. So.
Oh, wow. That's impressive. I didn't hear that the last time we spoke. That is definitely a fun fact.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Yes.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. Very nice. So the statement about the hard target versus the soft target, what is meant in the world of defense to be a soft target versus a hard target in reference to individuals?
Great question. Being a soft target and a hard target, those are 2 terms that are relatively new to me. I did not really understand what that meant while I was active duty, but once I became a police officer, I guess in civilian terms or layman's terms, it would be like situational awareness or being mindful of your environment. You wouldn't believe how many of us just think that we live in this perfect utopia fairy book life where everything is absolutely safe, there's no dangers. I still have some soft target traits, you know, that I'm trying to work on. But before I became aware, my soft target traits were, you know, I would go out late at night and I would party. You know, I may not have been up on my game. I may have been intoxicated, but, you know, I was just out in where a lot of dangerous things, I could have been involved in a lot of dangerous situations. However, now that I've matured and I learned about being a hard target, I do not put myself in those situations. You know, yeah, it may suck where, you know, I don't I'm messing my words, but I'm not in large crowds because, you know, the danger of the unknown is always there. I'm hardly ever in public. And when I'm in public, I barely have a glass of wine because I'm carrying a firearm, you know? So just things like that to make myself a hard target, just in case, you know, some danger did come my way, I have a chance of fighting and surviving that situation.
Okay. So everyone's not going to necessarily avoid being in a crowd all the time, but you're saying that if you find yourself in a crowd, then you would be considered a soft target.
If you found yourself in a crowd, you're just aware of the unknown. You're aware of the unknown. Let's say if you're in a situation where you're in a crowd, you may not want to have your back turned, you know, in certain areas. You may want to be aware of the exits. You may want to be aware, you know, where your vehicle is. And if, you know, let's say something was to happen, what is your most safest way to escape? Are medical personnel there? Does it have adequate security? You know, especially in this time of active shooters and things like that, you know, you just never know. So you want to ensure that the proper security is there, where there's not, okay, there's a lot of alcohol being served, but there's also people with firearms, or you kind of get that feeling where the hair on the back of your neck comes up and you're like, I don't have a good feeling. You actually listen to that and you may leave. Of course, something may not have happened, but you're listening to your instincts, because our survival instincts are there for a reason. And that's one thing with being a hard target, you listen and you don't force yourself into uncomfortable situations.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Good. Thank you. That clarifies it some for me, because I was well, people in general, they're just not going to avoid being in certain situations. But I definitely understand what you're saying. That's a lot of what we discussed for season one of the podcast regarding active shooter events. So thank you for, you know, elaborating on that for me. And so one of the other things that you mentioned, not just now, but because I had done some research, one of the other things you had mentioned was removing the fear of firearms. And so how do you eliminate the fear of owning a firearm? Like, where do you begin?
That is a wonderful question. Many of us, like myself, the elders in our family, you know, they pass down their fears and their beliefs more often than they pass down like generational wealth or anything like that. But the fears, the superstitions, and I'm not disrespecting anyone when I say their ignorance, because there's a lot of things that we are ignorant of. And instead of educating ourselves on these things, we just continue to live ignorant and we pass down those belief systems. With firearms, you know, being a Black woman, we were taught that, you know, our protection comes from the Lord. And I know this is not a religious show, but, you know, my upbringing was that, you know, we would put on our full armor of God and we protect ourselves that way. Guns were evil. They were dangerous. No, we cannot have guns because there's children in the house. But, you know, salute to my mother. She owned a firearm, and I wasn't afraid of them. I did not know about them. I just knew that she had one. I never saw her clean her gun. She never went to the range with it. She just had it in the house. So eliminating that fear of firearms is to talk about it. You know, as children are normally curious. And I totally advocate introducing your children to firearms at an early age. Children, I want to say around the age of 12, in most places, are allowed to go to the range with their parents to train with firearms. If you have your own private land, you know, I'm pretty sure if everyone remembers the Christmas story and Ralphie with his rifle. If you're on your land, your children can go hunting, you know, with a rifle. So it's all about removing that fear through education and exposure, knowledge. I had absolutely no clue how a firearm worked. I shot my first pistol. It was the M9 when I was in basic training, and I had no clue what I was doing. I just knew I remember a rap song saying bust shots, and that's what I did. and that's why I never had a marksman ribbon or anything like that when I was active duty. However, I teamed up with some Marine Corps veterans. Shout out to the Marines. I was in the Navy, but They said I could be
Right.
an honorary Marine because I love the heck out of Marines. They taught me how to shoot. They taught me how to break down weapons and really, taught me the fundamentals to, firearms and marksmanship. I would say through education, exposure, and the right teachers. Because some people, they assume since their parents put a pistol or a rifle in their hands when they were three, that everyone had that advantage. No. So take someone who is patient, who's a great teacher. Just because someone owns a firearm and can shoot it does not make them an instructor.
Because I'm not an instructor. I own one. I can shoot it, but I am an amateur. I am a newbie. So yeah, completely. So, but so yeah. So to eliminate the fear of owning a firearm, you pretty much have to be exposed to it and to, I guess, be trained on how to use it, and exposed at an early age. And I'm from the city, and I didn't grow up with guns in the house, and for a long time I didn't want to have guns in my house when my children were young. I did not acquire one until earlier this year, and I'm old, so that wasn't my experience. But I, from an probably from my early 20s, wanted to deal with owning a firearm, but I didn't because I had young kids in the house. And I know that that's an option for, that's how a lot of people feel, because you just don't want to take that risk. But I agree that if you train them, if you educate them on how, I mean, now because I know, but then I didn't. But I agree that if you train people, then it makes a difference. So thank you for sharing that. I think we need to take a break. There's, something that I definitely want to go over with you when we come back. But for now, let's take a quick commercial break. Again, you're listening to Sounding the Alarm, Be Safe, Be Vigilant, Be Prepared podcast with your host, Leonque Chevette, and our special guest, Taisha Monet Essex of Timonics Defense Solutions. We'll be right back.
Greetings, I am Sandra Chang, and I'm so excited about my new podcast, The Profit in the Nonprofit. It's going to be held every Thursday at 9 a.m. And guess what? You're going to learn how to make a profit in your nonprofit, how to set it up, and how to get funding. That's every Thursday at 9 a.m. See you there.
Leonque Chevette is the author of the debut novel, We Made Plans. It chronicles the lives of a group of longtime friends in the midst of living their best lives when they experience a horrific trajectory-altering event. We Made Plans is a powerful piece taken right out of today's headlines. It's riveting and real. You'll become completely immersed in the lives of these relatable characters. We Made Plans by author Leonque Chevette is available online at Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Amazon, Mahogany Books, and check your local bookstores. We Made Plans, available
Okay,
now.
welcome back to Sounding the Alarm, Be Safe, Be Vigilant, Be Prepared podcast with your host, Leonque Chevette. And if you want to connect my voice to face, please check me out on Instagram at Leonque underscore Chevette underscore author. That's LAONQUE underscore CHAVETTE underscore author, AUTHOR. You're listening to our amazing guest speaker, Taisha Monet Essex of Timonics Defense Solutions, and we're going to hop right back into the mix. So when I first became aware of the company Timonics, I saw this video that was so to me, like, I just cracked up, but it was a parody of a woman who, pretty much kind of beat the crap out of this woman who was a racist and threw a bottle at another woman while she was jogging. And the way it was edited was so hilarious to me. I know our YouTuber listeners need to go check it out on YouTube, but Taisha, I want you to just, like frame that, tell us the details about that, because it was so funny to me.
Yes, I was actually at work and someone has sent that video to me. And many people would send firearms related videos or content to me for, like, you know, inspiration for a video topic, or if I have a product for that issue. But when I saw this video, it made me so upset. I'm watching it, and you know, a Black woman is jogging down the street, minding her own business, and someone throws a glass bottle at her. And that just really upset me, you know, where that would, you know, cause people to not want to go outside and be safe and jog. And that just hit a soft spot in my heart, because, you know, you have the right to be unmesswithable. There's another term, but someone already trademarked that. But you have a right to have peace and to be safe in your own in your own neighborhood. And she wasn't bothering anybody. And it made me upset. Like, I finished the rest of my shift just, you know, just upset, just mad. But I got in my car, and as I'm driving home, and I got the idea. I'm tired of seeing victims. I want to see victors. And I came home. I had probably about an hour of sunlight left. I grabbed my camera. I changed my clothes, grabbed a couple of my products from my store, and I recorded, you know, my inserts for that. How would the story be different if we weren't on some, okay, forgive and forget. Oh, she'll just say that she's sorry. She doesn't know any better. And that's one thing that gets on my nerves, is that when the victim fights back, the reaction is, oh, well, they should have taken the high road, instead of the bully who bothered them in the first place should have taken the high road and left that person alone. And that's I just found a creative way to, you know, get my voice out there, get my perspective, but also a solution. We will not be afraid to go outside of our homes. We will not be afraid inside of our homes. The Second Amendment allows us to defend ourselves as well. So that's where I got Taimonic's defense solutions. Okay, we're not out here to pick a fight and be bullies and go bother people. It's defense and our safety and our constitutional right. But shout out to a YouTube or a content creator called Blonde Chili. I used to watch them on Public Access when I was a little girl in Cincinnati, and they actually took news clips and put their own content in there, and that's where I got that idea. 20 years later, here I go, I put that into action. So I did not think that it was going to get the reaction that it did. It's always the videos that I record really quick and just get it out there.
And everybody loves those.
Yes. Yeah. The ones that I go do research on, I study, I edited with all the top equipment, those, you know, don't really do so well. But I think it's the passion and, you know, just the spur of the moment that just makes it do well. But I'm truly grateful.
The thing is, because you said in the video that you had, I think, I don't know how you phrased it, so help me out. But I think you said that you had to give her the work or something like that.
And give her the work.
Yeah, exactly. And that something about you bet she's not going to bother anybody again. And it was so funny because, you know, you don't usually get that when you see the news reports, you don't get that kind of the response from people. And I just thought it was funny because it to me, it was the kind of reality that you would have liked to have heard. But instead you hear that, you know, the woman was victimized instead of, she got herself, you know, what she deserved. So I thought it was funny. And honestly, that is exactly how I became aware of Taimonic and Taisha Monet Essex. But let's get to the next thing. You also, clearly you are passionate about a lot of things, but you said that you moved to Georgia the week after Ahmaud Arbery was killed while jogging. And I noticed that you also have a video on your social media about driving while legally armed. And that was in honor of Philando Castile, who was killed in his own vehicle in front of his girlfriend and her child while legally armed. So, you know, many people were outraged by these incidents. And so, you know, I want you to tell me what your thoughts were in reference to your company and what you provide.
Absolutely. When our brother Philando Castile was murdered, I was still living in Hawaii at that time. And it was just unbelievable. It was unbelievable. And I'm an empath, so I feel things. And you know, each time that video came across the news or social media, I felt as though that was me in the driver's seat. And I did not want us to, you know, fear doing things legally. You have a right to, you know, have a firearm in your vehicle if your state, you know, allows it or whatever. But I had to find a way to, you know, voice my opinion and my position on those issues. It still bothers me to this day. I get choked up because that shit should not have happened. And a prior police officer and, you know, my recruiter, when I joined the Navy, told me to come back and do something to empower my community. Come home. Well, mm-hmm. you know, the entire country is my home. And I mm-hmm. have this equipment, even though it's at times it was my cell phone and that camera or my voice. I just had to use it in a constructive way to speak out against the injustices of Black people. And I use Nina Simone for encouragement. I use Billie Holiday and her song Strange Fruit. You know, all these things mm-hmm. come to mind when each time I cut on a camera or say something, it needs to be constructive and hopefully is worthy to be repeated long after my time. But when it comes mm-hmm. to self-defense, I want brothers to, you know, carry arms, stay a hard target, mm-hmm. but not be afraid to handle your business if the situation comes down to it. So I'm proud to say that there's many more, you know, armed brothers and sisters out here who have taken their self-defense seriously. After finding out about Ahmaud Arbery, that happened a week after I got here, but I did not know about it. They kept linking Brunswick, Georgia to Atlanta, when that's actually like, I think it's like a 3-hour drive, a 3.5-hour drive. Like, Brunswick is closer to Jacksonville than it is Atlanta. So, yeah, that's the distance. But I was actually in that area. I drove up and down from Jacksonville through Brunswick to Savannah. I was in that area. And like I said, very easily that could have been me or someone that I love. So I'm going to stand mm-hmm. up and speak out against injustice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so I had a conversation on one of my other podcasts, and some of these conversations could be hours of podcast content mm-hmm. For sure, because it's important, but the self-defense part for, you know, Ahmaud Arbery, he obviously didn't have anything on him while he was jogging, you know, because he was very comfortable in his area. And, you know, for Philando Castile, he had the legal right mm-hmm. to carry his weapon, but yet, you know, he was shot. And so, you know, there's always the issue or the question about African-American people and that right to carry in whatever state. And I always say, you know, Jersey, we don't have the right to carry. But for those people in other states that do, you know, yeah, you have the right to carry. And yes, you have the right to defend yourself. But, you know, you also have to be careful because mm-hmm. You don't want to be in a situation like Philando Castile found himself. And by the same token, you don't want to be victimized like, you know, Ahmaud Arbery was. So it's a thin line, you know, you got to be careful, especially our Black men, you know, and women, really. Everybody has to be careful when you have that right to that concealed carries. So your company, you know, I ordered some stuff from your website.
Thank you. I really appreciate you.
Yeah. So I want you to talk about your company because one of the things that, you know, I have is the belly band, which is a holster, and you can carry some other stuff on there. But, you know, I kind of feel like if Ahmaud Arbery had that on him, you know, comfortable and jogging, then maybe the outcome would have been different. You also have the 3-in-1 knife, which is the window breaker for the car, a pocket knife, and then the seatbelt cutter. And I have that too. And I love it. I keep it on me. And, you know, I keep it on me when I'm home. Yeah. So I keep it on me. And I think it's like a great tool. So tell us about those two, and then, you know, like, choose another product that you have that our listeners would be able to gain access to through your website.
Thank you so much for your purchase. I really appreciate you. My Timonix belly band holster is by far my favorite holster. It is actually, I would say, about 5 holsters in one. You can wear it on the hip. You can wear it appendix carry, cross draw, small at the back, in the waistband holster. And you can also bring it up higher and wear it as kind of like a shoulder holster if you wanted to kind of cross draw, but under your support hand arm. It's like five holsters in one. Super, super duper comfortable, and it's virtually universal, ambidextrous. And with this holster, I wanted to carry it and put my brand name on it so that there's virtually a few reasons where you can say, well, I did not carry, but I want you to always say, look, I was carrying, you know. There's no reason to have a firearm that is not within reach, no matter what you wear. And it's perfect for brothers who wear, you know, sweatpants or basketball shorts, ladies, yoga pants or jeans, because our jeans fit differently than men.
Yeah.
And I got tired of holsters that were made for men and they don't fit our curves properly. It looks bulky,
right,
and it just discourages us from carrying. So I have a product that is the thinnest material I can find. Comfortable. Yeah, you know, we can all use that little bit of, you know, contouring, you know, to keep some things, you know, squeezed in, as well as, you know, carrying our firearms, our knives. Yes, and the 3-in-1 knife, I really, really enjoy that. Like, I actually have mine on me. It's getting cool outside, so I keep mine in my jacket pocket when I'm pumping gas or something. I'm pretty sure you saw that video that came out a couple of years ago with the older lady in Texas and the two suspects stole her car and it was on video. You know, even if you are someone who's not carrying a firearm, you have another option. You know, a knife is another option. It's not a weapon, it's a tool. A knife has many uses. It can butter bread, it can cut anything, so it's a tool. Yes, and so, yes, I appreciate your background as a paralegal to help us with the jargon and things like that, so that's wonderful. My products, I really, really love them, and I appreciate your support. Another item that I released is the Timonix Panther Defense Key Rings. Those have been a very hot item. They've been a great deal. The way I market them is that they are a tool. They help us not touch doorknobs, and we can push buttons without, you know, putting our fingers on things, because I'm sitting in traffic and I see people picking their nose and they go to the gas pump. And I've been a germaphobe for years now. So, yeah, I market it as touch-free option. However, there is a legal disclaimer that I have on the website, because there are additional uses for it. But, you know, if you're legal to carry it in your state, or you want it for your home defense, or you're a collector, it's perfect for you. Mm-hmm. And all those items can be found at timonix.shop.
Right. Yes. All of those, the Panther Defense, I saw that as well. And that is definitely a good item to have. And I'm a germaphobe too, so I can understand where you're coming from. But I just wanted to say that, you know, the belly band holster is definitely something that you can wear if you're allowed to have do the concealed carry. That will make you a hard target, not a soft target, right?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
All right, great. So we need to take another break. I know time goes by so fast, and I'm really enjoying talking with you, but we need to take another commercial break. So you are listening to Sounding the Alarm, Be Safe, Be Vigilant, Be Prepared podcast, and we will be right back.
Hello, I'm Leon Quay Chavette, publisher, corporate trainer, speaker, and author of We Made Plans, a fictional novel which debuted as number 3 on Amazon's Hot New Releases. This amazing story chronicles the lives of a group of longtime friends who were in the midst of living their best lives when they experienced a devastating, trajectory-altering event, hashtag the event. My podcast, Sounding the Alarm, Be Safe, Be Vigilant, Be Prepared, we'll explore 4 different weekly categories with topics ranging from unconventional self-defense to active shooter profiles. I bring it all together in highlighting passages and concepts from my novel as it relates to real-life experiences. You don't want to miss out on these critical preparatory shows. Tune in Tuesday evenings at 6:30 p.m. for Sounding the Alarm, Be Safe, Be Vigilant, Be Prepared podcast with your host, Leon Quay Chavette.
Well, Welcome back to the podcast, Sounding the Alarm. Be safe, be vigilant, be prepared with your host, Leonque Chevette. Just wanted to remind you guys that my book, We Made Plans, is available for purchase online through Amazon if you want the ebook. And if you want the paperback, it's available through Barnes & Noble, Walmart, and Amazon online. You can also check out my website at leonquechevette.com, and that's where you can find all of my links to Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and to the Elite Conversations podcast directory. So we don't have a lot of time, but we're going to get right back to our special and wonderful guest, Taisha Monet Essex of Timonics Defense Solutions. So, Taisha, we wanted to find out, because I'm trying to ask all my guests if they're gun owners, what was your first gun?
My first gun was a Smith & Wesson P-22, cute little gun with a laser, but it was absolutely the worst gun for me. I later sold it for a Glock 27.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay, so two more things. So in this climate that we are now living in, you know, with all that's going on in the world, so much stuff. What's the number one thing that you want our listeners to know in order to continue to be safe, be vigilant, and be prepared?
I would say to put logic over fear. There's a lot of fear mongering out there. Do not fall victim to it. Do not get your emotions up. You know, no, we're not going to start crashing tomorrow. Don't run out and grab everything that you can find. Price shop. Talk to some people, you know, who have been in the game for a while, like myself. I have people inbox me, they'll email me. It's no problem. Also train regularly, but also stay ready, and you'll never have to get ready. I've been purchasing firearms since, you know, around 2006. And, you know, because I've been doing that, I did not have to run out and go find ammo and run out and pay double for a firearm or, you know, just you know, do all that other stuff. I'm at a really good place. And I just want you to not let fear drive you. Okay. Get over the fear through education, exposure, and logic and reasoning.
Thank you. That's good advice for people. I'm not sure when this is going to air, but we are literally recording while we are waiting to find out who is going to be our next president. So for our listeners, this is where we are currently recording, but it may be much later by the time you hear this. So yeah, there was a big drive for people to run and get, you know, their weapons, get their licenses to own the weapons and whatever else was involved. And there was this big rush. And I know that for me, I did check a site so that I could buy some ammo. And it was literally, two things. One, it was overpriced. It was like twice as much. But a while ago when I went to buy, you know, like the high volume of rounds, it was one price, and then they didn't put it through, and they told me to go back in. And when I went back in, it was literally $200 more. I was like, I know, I'm not doing that. I'm definitely not doing that. So I got mine slowly, but I had been purchasing mine over time from the time I was able to, you know, from the time I became licensed. So again, your company is Timonics, and I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you on social.
You can find me at TaishaEssex.com. That's TaishaEssex.com. You can use Taisha Essex on YouTube. That's my YouTube channel. On Facebook, Instagram. I just started Snapchat. My son, he decided to go ahead and help me learn Snapchat. He said old people should stay on Facebook. So I am on Snapchat, and I upload to it whenever I think about it. You can also find my products at timonics.shop. That's TIEMONEX.shop. I also have that Instagram page, and also have that YouTube channel as well. You can find me also on Twitter by Taisha Essex and also Timonics. And you can find my short film, They Evil, at theyevil.com.
Okay, thank you. So that's good information. Thank you for sharing all the ways to get in touch with you, and thank you for sharing your knowledge and your expertise with us. Note to self: one of the things to get out of this is to work to make yourself a hard target, not a soft target. So to our listeners, please take your safety, security, and mental and physical well-being seriously as much as is reasonably possible. And I want you guys to be that Psalms 91 believer as I am and keep the faith. Mm-hmm. And also to take heed to Psalms 27, which says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" And I really think that just because you walk around alert and conscious and of your surroundings does not mean that you're fearful. It just means that you are alert. And that you're aware. So, you know, the scripture goes on to say that the Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? And so with that, I'm asking you guys to walk confidently with those scriptures in mind and your concealed carry where you can. Train diligently, as Taisha has expressed in her comments. Train diligently when you become a licensed firearms owner. And tell a friend about this podcast, which is available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, and Blog Talk Radio. So again, thank you, Taisha, so much for joining me for season 2 of my podcast. And so I will close the way I closed all of season 1. Most importantly, guys, we make plans every day. And to see those plans through, we all, with regard to our personal safety, need to be safe, be vigilant, be prepared, and be blessed. So love you all and thank you.